Oh, Tristan, a shooting star. Ah, oh, beautiful.
Victoria, for your hand in marriage, I'd cross the wall and I'd bring you back that fallen star.
You can't cross the wall. Nobody crosses the wall.
I'd do it. For you, I'd do anything.
Once upon a time, a young man named Tristan embarks on the adventure of a lifetime. The wall separates the old English village of Wall from a magical kingdom named Stronghold. When, like his father before him, Tristan leaps the wall, he does indeed find the star, but she is not what he expects.
Excuse me, have you seen a fallen star
anywhere?
We're in a crater. This must be where it fell.
Yeah, this is where I fell.
You're the star. You're the star? Really?
The star is a beautiful, wide-eyed young woman named Yvain. In this magical universe, the stars are actually all beautiful, wide-eyed young women who gaze down upon the antics of the humans and only rarely get to walk among them. However, Tristan is not the only one searching for Yvain. A coven of wrinkled witches sends the strongest hag of their group, Lamia, to find the fallen star and bring her back so that they can all share in her heart the secret to restoring their youth.
You'll be needing what's left of the last star.
There's not much left.
Oh, soon there'll be plenty for us all.
As they try to escape Michelle Pfeiffer as the evil witch, Tristan and Yvain team up with some even more unusual allies, including Robert De Niro as pirate Captain Shakespeare, whose sky vessel sails the clouds, capturing bolts of lightning.
Yvain, I know what you are. Have no fear. No one on this vessel will harm you, but there are plenty who would.
Claire Danes stars as the star, Yvain.
Who wouldn't want to have long blonde hair and ride a unicorn and be a princess from outer space? I mean, duh.
Your emotions give you away, Yvain. You must learn to control them. You've been glowing more brightly every day, and I think you know why.
Of course I know why I'm glowing. I'm a star. And what do stars do best?
I think she's really bright. She's kind of plucky. Some might say she's difficult, but I think she's just discerning. You know, she's strong.
Danes, who is about to make her Broadway debut in a revival of George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, says her approach to stardust was to make it seem real, not fantasy.
I wasn't thinking so much about how to play her as a celestial being. Because it just wasn't required. A lot of that work was done for me with the costumes and the hair and the CGI. And what I really like about the script and the movie is that it walks a line between being fantastical and realistic in its tone.
It allows for more.
English actor Charlie Cox plays Tristan, and he enjoys what he calls the freedom fantasy can give an actor.
If you think of it logically, there's no realistic reaction to seeing a witch or a flying pirate, is there? So it allows for you to go a bit further with it if you wish. Do you know what I mean? When you see someone in a movie react to having a gun pointed in their face, or then it's more likely to have happened to more people, whereas no one that I know has ever seen a witch or a flying pirate. So I guess it allows them for more.
And that's the danger, because you do have that freedom.
Michelle Pfeiffer, on the other hand, says her challenge was to keep the witch she plays from seeming too unreal.
In the case of certainly my character, Lamia, it's sort of, okay, but who's going to be there to tell you when you have to rein it in a little bit? Because there are a lot of pitfalls, too, that you can fall into. That's my big danger, you know, because I've never been really comfortable with being broad or being sort of, you know, like slapstick humor, or that's sort of not where my comfort zone is. So I initially have to be really pushed and encouraged. I have to really be encouraged to go there.
And the encouragement or guidance from director Matthew Vaughn was simple and straightforward.
Yeah, I just said this isn't a fantasy movie. We're playing this for real. You know, if you do a period film and you're doing, let's say, a Tudor costume, and people put, you know, if I said if you play the costume, back then they weren't wearing costumes, they were wearing clothes. It was modern fashion. So I tried to have the same, I tried to ground it as much in reality as possible.
You're sure? Absolutely sure? Sure you're not lying?
I'd cross my heart if I had one.
Huh?
You'd better be telling the truth, you two-faced dog.
I can get you one of them, actually. Very good guard dogs. They can watch the back and the front door at the same time. Get anything you want.
Stardust, which was shot on location in Scotland and Iceland and sets in London's famed Pinewood Studios, also features cameos by an array of British actors, including comic Ricky Gervais, steamy Sienna Miller, and veteran Peter O'Toole. Ian McKellen is the narrator, and the musical score is by London-based composer Ilan Ishkeri. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.